Hi there. The word for you today is get up and go again. In 1 Kings 18 verse 43, we read the words, seven times he said, go again. Let me tell you the story. Elijah the prophet told King Ahab that the drought that was in the land at that time was over and the rains were coming. Then Elijah told his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And seven times he said, go again. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. In the meantime, the sky became black, and there was a heavy rain. Notice, seven times Elijah said to his servant, get up and go again. In other words, you've got to persist. If you don't, you'll miss what God wants you to have. Furthermore, if you don't recognize and celebrate small miracles, in this case, a cloud the size of a man's hand, you'll miss the bigger ones that are so essential to your future. Beth Ann DeCantis had to compete in a 26-mile marathon and complete it in less than 2 hours 45 minutes to qualify for the Olympics. She reached the final straightaway at 2:43 with just 2 minutes left. 200 yards from the finish line, she stumbled and fell. Dazed, she stayed down for 20 seconds. The crowd yelled, get up. The clock was ticking, less than a minute to go. Beth Ann staggered to her feet and began walking. 5 yards short of the finish line, with just 10 seconds to go, she fell again. As the crowd cheered her on, she crossed the finish line on her hands and knees. Her time? 2 hours, 44 minutes, 57 seconds. So the word for you today, my friend, is get up. By God's grace, get up and go again.